trusting your people into my hands just for a little 40, 45 minutes. And thank you so much for coming again. I am from Israel. My name is Rami. Some of you already saw me exactly 1 year ago in that morning, cold morning of January 2007. And there I had a presentation. I already forgot what I spoke about, you know, but it should be somewhere taped here. I think it was about the Israeli-Arab conflict or whatever it was. Anyway, and here I am again. For those of you who don't know me, I'm called to teach. And I usually teach the Jewish or Hebraic roots of Christianity, wherever I'm invited. And also in Israel, I live in Israel. I'm married to Gabriela, or Gabi, and we have together 4 kids. That's all about myself. Now about the most important one, God. I would like to address 2 questions today, with your permission. And I think they are tremendously important because we are living at the end time. How many of you believe that we do indeed, in fact, living in the end time? And if you don't do, just turn on the CNN, Sky, whatever you have. Yeah, BBC, NBC, whatever. Just open the door of your house and look around you in this world, and you know that we are living at the end. Praise be to God. Aren't you willing or really desiring the second coming of our Lord to take us home with Him? And then to bring us back with Him, where to? 12,000 miles away from here, where I'm coming from. So one day we will meet all in the land. So in this context of end times, I would like to address 2 questions. Question number 1, what kind of relationship, if at all, should the church have with the nation of Israel? And question number 2, is it at all an important subject, Israel, yeah, to study for Gentile believers? Does it make a difference? Does it matter at all? You know, it is a known fact that anti-Semitism is on the rise worldwide. Again, open your newspapers, okay? Even in here in America, on the beautiful land of America, anti-Semitism is on the rise. You know, you let, not you personally, but your administration, let, you know, in the name of freedom of speech and against, how do you call it? Come on, help me. Yeah, to be political, and against racism and, you know, all this, yeah? So in this name of, you just let spirits, demonized spirits to come in, you know, and those demons or those spirits, they have one intention, actually. Spirit of Antichrist, as it is named, Antichrist. And Christ is the Jewish Christ, is the Jewish Messiah. Whoever has a spirit of Antichrist in him, is automatically anti-Jewish, anti-Semitist. Keep this in mind. If you know a brother or sister in the Lord who have bad feelings about the Jewish people, put a question mark on the spirituality of this person. And I'm not exaggerating. I will prove it here today, tonight. Okay? Spirit of Antichrist goes together with anti-Semitism. So, I believe with all of my heart that on the issue of the love of Israel or the relationship, what kind of relationship should a believer, a Gentile believer specifically speaking, should have towards the nation of Israel, on this very issue, believers of the end time will stumble or rise. Again, if I was not clear enough, I believe with all of my heart that on the subject of the support and love of the nation of Israel, believers will rise or stumble at the end times. Stumble, I mean lose it completely. Go to hell. I'm not into now once saved, not only once saved, always saved, predestination. I'm not getting into these Pandora boxes, okay? This is not my intention. I just say that you cannot hate the Jews and enter heaven. because heaven is filled with them. And the biggest Jew I know in heaven, his name is Yeshua, what you call Jesus. His Hebrew name is Jesus, Yeshua, yeah? So it cannot work together. People again will stumble on this very issue of their relationship to the nation and somewhat the land of Israel as well, in this context of end times. So let's start addressing the questions. Remember the questions? Number one, what kind of relationship, if at all, should the church have towards Israel or to Israel? Number two, is it all important? Yeah? Let me address the second question first. Is it at all important to study the issue of Israel? What difference does it make at all? Well, you just raised your hands when I asked you if you believe that we are at the end times, right? Just a second ago. You raised your hands all when I asked you if you desire the second coming of our Lord. Hallelujah, yes, please, Maranatha, come, right? Well, there is no second coming without Israel. There is no end time prophecies without Israel in the very center, my friends. Israel, yeah, the land over there, and the nation over there, and the Jews around in your neighborhoods. There is no such a thing. There is no salvation without the Jews. There is no kingdom of God without the Jews. You better get used to it. How do I know? I read my Bible. Let's turn with me to Acts chapter 1. The book of Acts chapter 1. And the context of Acts chapter 1 is 40 days and nights. The resurrected, and the emphasis on the word resurrected, the resurrected Messiah is 40 days and nights with his disciples before his ascension. Read it in the context, yeah? But I want to pick in this very context one verse, verse 6. Therefore, when they had come together where? On the Mount of Olives. This is just before he ascends, before the very highest, my friends.